This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You guys, my name is Ryan Huff. I'm your host. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this word today encourages you and empowers you to start living the qualified life, because I can promise you, man, that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, there's no such reality as something for nothing, right? So just because you're qualified, just because you have that potential, you still got to put in the work to make that difference into your reality. So I hope this word today encourages you. I hope it uplifts you, and I hope it helps you, take one more step towards living the life that God has qualified you to live. Because you're qualified for more, so you should never settle for less. You guys, and if today's word does encourage you and it does help make your day a little bit better, makes you laugh, makes you smile, makes you think a little bit differently, it challenges you a little bit, I ask that you would just leave a 5-star review and share it out with at least one person as well. Let them know that you enjoyed it, because we don't run ads on the show. So if you enjoy it, let someone else know that you enjoyed it as well. That's all I ask, man. All right, I'm going to open up with a quick word of prayer, and we'll get it going from there. So, Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to connect with this awesome person on the other side of my voice, Father. And I just pray that you would speak in and through me, Father. Give me the right words to say. I pray Exodus 4:12 over this conversation, that you would speak through me, Lord. And I pray that ultimately this conversation would empower the other person who's ever listening to this, Father, that it would empower them to chase their potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. In your powerful name, I pray. Amen. All right, guys. So today, I just had an idea for an episode that came a while back, and I hadn't recorded it yet. And I was like, man, I need to get an episode out there. I wanted to record something, and this is the one that I came back to. And it's a good one, man. It's one that I witnessed firsthand, and just really wanted to hopefully encourage you with. And that is this: it's the point of doing good and knowing that eventually people will come. What do I mean by that? So what I mean by doing good and they will come. Well, there's an example that I really love that I saw firsthand, and it was a while back. So I live in Fort Worth now. I used to live back home in Paradise with my parents. And whenever I did, there was this, it was actually a really God thing, but that's beside the point. While I was there, I remember driving down these county roads that I live on, and there was a tree that had fallen. And I didn't think anything of it, but of course there was a tree that had fallen. It was in the road, and I was possibly the first person to come to it. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and, park up a little bit and get off the side of the road and hop out and pull the tree off of the, off the road and such. But kind of underestimated the, the size and the weight of the tree, because there was no way your boy was going to be able to pull this over by himself. So anyways, I was just trying to push it by myself and like heave ho, and getting, the force of, my, 190 pound body to try to get it to move and such, but it wasn't so much moving. But what was really cool, though, is as I stopped to do that, and as I stopped to try to move it myself and made a little progress and such, I wasn't posting about it, didn't do any stories about it, no campaign about it. I just stopped because I needed to do what needed to be done, right? I mean, the tree was blocking the road it wasn't really blocking it for myself, but other people that were going to be coming through. It's only, two lanes. It doesn't, to give you an idea, too, if you live out in the city, you've never been in the country, there's no center line on those roads, man. It's just like everyone knows you keep right, I'll keep right, and then we go from there, and it's all good. But like, I just stopped and I did what needed to be done, right? Because that was the right thing to do. And one thing that was interesting, as I was doing that, one couple showed up shortly thereafter, right, and started helping. Then another guy showed up and helped, and then another guy showed up and helped, right? And the point is, it was only like a few minutes, and like this guy, it was one guy, it's funny, he pulled up in this kind of I think he would have been perfectly fine with calling it like a beater of a truck. And it was a truck that had some character to it, we'll put it that way. And anyways, he just actually used this truck to like push the tree off the road and such. It was actually pretty funny. But anyways, The point being, though, I started doing one thing, right? That could be perceived as a good thing to do, right? I mean, it is a good thing to do, like seeing something that's blocking, you know, someone else's way, blocking the road, you know, taking the time just to move it and whatever have you, right? The point being, though, whatever area you like to see improve, start with yourself. So in other words, I could have just gone around like, that's someone else's problem, right? And not done anything about it. I could have done that. And there probably wouldn't be anything wrong with that, right? And just be like, it's someone else's problem. Someone else will move it, right? And then it's gone around it. And then someone else could have said the same thing and gone around it, right? However, if you take the responsibility of it and you see something that an area that needs to be corrected, that needs to be made right, if you take the responsibility of that and you start with yourself first, you lead yourself first, be like, you know what? Hey, if someone's going to make that right, I'm going to make it right. If it's going to be me, right? If it's going to be changed, then I'm going to be the one to change it, right? Whenever you hold yourself to a higher standard, this is what the cool part about that I really love. Whenever you hold yourself to a higher standard, eventually others will too, right? I'm sure that those people that were driving by, I'm sure they would have done the same thing. But either way, it's a lot easier, I feel like, whenever you see someone doing a good thing, it's a lot easier to jump in and be like, oh, dude, I'll give a help. I'll give a hand, right? I'll assist. How can I support? It's easier to do that once someone has already started doing it, right? It's a little bit harder sometimes to take the initiative and do it yourself. But once you see someone else doing good, they tend to follow, right? So that's kind of the point of the message, is like, you do good, others will follow. Maybe not immediately, right? You know, there was actually several cars that drove by in the meantime while I was trying to move this tree and such. But eventually someone stopped, and eventually other people stopped, and they helped out and remedied the situation really quickly. So here's the thing too, whenever you start holding yourself to a higher standard, you may not see other people immediately start changing their standards of their life, but the thing is, you may never see them change their standards, but in privately, they will be doing that. Like, there's actually, I need to reach out to this man this morning. His name is Scott Lankquist, I think is his last name. And I've been just in a rut recently, man. And like, unfortunately, getting out of that and changing my mindset and such, but I've been in a rut where like, I just hadn't been working out. And like I mentioned, you know, my 190 pound body, like your boy's gained like 30 pounds, bro. It wasn't because of like any other reason other than I just hadn't been working out and hadn't been eating the greatest and such. But I just been focused on this week, especially just like, all right, bro, just if you don't feel like doing it, do it anyways. And actually, that was the reason I worked out even last night. Like last night, I wasn't wanting to work out. I was like, man, I'm kind of tired, whatever have you. And I thought of my man Scott, who posted a thing on Facebook, and it said, I don't want to work out, therefore I'm going to work out, right? And it was just kind of a reminder. I'm like, you know, even when we don't want to do something, do it, because that not only affects ourselves, but it also has the potential of affecting someone else in a positive way too, right? So you may never see, even though you keep your standards high and you may not have a lot of people quote unquote following you, other people are going to see, and they might not ever even tell you, but other people are going to see you living your life differently. And they might start living their life differently as well. We don't do it for that reason, right? We don't live our lives differently, so therefore other people will, but we do it for ourselves. But ultimately we do it for the glory of God, right? Because if we're supposed to be imitators of Christ in everything we do, as Ephesians 5:1 talks about, then we're supposed to be set apart. We're supposed to be different than the world around us. There's a podcasting when you're recording in the coming weeks, it's going to be talking about that and such. But anyways, we're supposed to be different, right? Christian or not, we're supposed to hold ourselves to a higher standard. If you're a Christian, then you're supposed to hold yourself to a higher standard because you're a Christian, because you bear the name and you're an ambassador of Christ. If you're not a Christian, you should still hold yourself to a higher standard because the world deserves to see the best version of you. And I highly encourage you to get to know my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Best decision you'll ever make. That's beside the point. Actually, no, that's not. That is actually the entire point. But anyways, even though Scott did not know that him just doing what he was doing, living a fitness life and everything, would affect me, he still posted it and unintentionally ended up affecting me in a positive way too, right? So maybe that was his intention, but either way, I'm going to be reaching out to him and telling him, telling him thank you for that. But rest assured, you guys, what's done in private will soon be realized in public, right? So if I'm continuing to do the things that I know I need to do, I'm showing up in my marriage every day, I'm showing up and staying in the word and staying in prayer every day, those actions will germinate and eventually grow and be seen in the outside world, you know? And the thing is, whenever it comes to that tree that was fallen, like, dude, I didn't ask for help. You know, I didn't suggest people to join in. I didn't start an ad campaign. But like, people came and contributed to the greater good because of the example I was setting, right? And that's the thing, you guys. Whenever you set the example, whenever you set the standard in your own life, eventually the right people will be inspired by you living your life at a higher standard. The wrong people, honestly, will try to tear you down. They'll try to be like, who are you, or whatever have you, because ultimately they gave up on their own lives and they gave up on their own standards, and they don't hold themselves to a higher standard, because since they don't hold themselves to a higher standard, guess what? Because you're making them feel bad about themselves, they're going to try to pull you down to their level as well, man. So now, I'm sure someone who, you know, would have come along, when it comes to the tree, man, I'm sure someone would have come along, you know, pretty quickly to do the same, you know, like I said, you know, to help out and to get the tree out of the road and such. But like I mentioned, man, there were several people I saw drive right past it. So the point is, set the standard. Do good in your own life, do more good in your own life, and others will start doing good in theirs. And again, it's maybe not immediately, man. I'm not expecting you, you should not be expecting you start doing good and the whole world starts to change. But eventually, if you become better, the world around you will become better, because the more you hold the line, the more you'll inspire others to do the same. You know, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your personal life, in your physical body, your relationship with your creator, whatever it may be, I'm just kind of reminded of, you know, that Ronald Reagan quote, it's a rising tide raises all ships. So the more that you come up, the more other people want to come up with you, and the right people will be inspired by that. The wrong people might not be inspired immediately, but eventually they will come around. They will. And you never know who you're going to be impacting by simply chasing your own potential. You know, I was reminded of a marathon that I ran. The last marathon I ran was in January of 2022. It was the Nick Bears Go One More Marathon. And what was awesome about the comments that I saw on either, like, you know, his Instagram or his YouTube or his Facebook group that I was a part of for the event, is that all these people were talking about how Nick had positively impacted their lives. And if you're not already following Nick Bear, whether you're in fitness or not, I just really would encourage you to. I think the dude's a very, very inspiring guy. I think it's really cool what he's built. I would encourage. I think it's pretty cool. But anyways, I thought it was really awesome about how these people were getting on there commenting and just sharing their stories about how Nick had inspired them to lose weight or to start exercising or start their own business or to run an ultra marathon, a marathon, or an Ironman, or whatever have you, right? It was just really cool, because the thing was, the example was first set by Nick, right? He was the one that first went out there and started BPN, you know, however many years ago now. And he was the one that started his fitness journey and started doing this and started doing that. And eventually his following started growing and growing and growing and just going even more until going even more, going more. That's the motto. Hey, but and growing even more until eventually he's got this community that's continuing to grow and continuing to improve in a company that's, you know, that's growing vastly as well. So, but the point is, like I was saying, it started with him first. The example was set with him first. And then he started doing more in his own life. And then guess what happened? Other people followed suit. Not everyone, but the right people were and are inspired by the way he's living his life. You know, and I think that's one of the coolest things, you guys. It's like, whenever you start chasing your own potential, whenever you start living the qualified life, whenever you start moving towards the man or woman that God created you to be, you're not only impacting yourself, but you're also leaving a trail behind you, a path behind you. You're paving the way for other people to realize that if it's possible for you, it's possible for them as well. Like, I love one of the quotes by Gary Vaynerchuk, that he's like, you know, if you see someone who looks like you and they've succeeded, then you don't have any excuse. That's why I hate the nature of today's society, to get us be divided by, oh, the freaking melanin color in our skin. It's like, well, dude, because you have more melanin in your skin, therefore I'm supposed to hate you, or therefore you're not good enough, or therefore you can't succeed, or because I have less, I'm supposed to feel bad about myself, or whatever have you. It's stupid, bro. It's division, and it's from the enemy, and the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that is a tactic of the devil, to divide and confuse, man. He's the author of confusion. But anyways, that's just another thing. But it's like, You should never feel that you are incapable of achieving success regardless of what background you come from. And whatever success might mean to you, it doesn't have to mean necessarily money or business success or whatever have you. It can be success as simply as, you know, being a great employee at your job and being a great husband to your wife, you know, or being a great brother, a great sister, a great, you know, a great dog mom, whatever it is, right? As long as you are living your life in a way that is inspiring others to be better in their life, that to me is a version of success, man. That to me is a way of like, all right, I'm stewarding my life well. I'm making my life better. And because I'm making my life better, I'm making the world around me better. And because I'm doing that, guess what? Other people are going to be raised up and other people are going to be inspired by what I'm doing. And that to me is one of the coolest things, man, because you're living a life that's making a difference. You're living a life that ultimately is making the world better because you were here, right? And that's one of the coolest things, man. You get this, and I just encourage you to become undeniable in whatever you're doing, because if you become undeniably good, guess what? People will take notice and the right people will change for the better because of the example that you're setting, right? I'm just reminded of a scripture verse. It's Galatians 6:7-10 in the Passion Translation, which says, I'm just going to read it verbatim. It says, God will never be mocked, for what you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. The harvest you reap reveals the seed you planted. If you plant the corrupt seeds of self-life into this natural realm, you can expect a harvest of corruption. Basically, just, you know, self-life, like, hey, I just want to be about myself and such, right? If you plant the good seeds of spirit life, you will reap beautiful fruits that grow from the everlasting life of the spirit. And don't allow yourselves to be weary in planting good seeds. This is the part of the verse that I really love the most. It says, don't allow yourselves to be weary in planting good seeds, for the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you planted is coming. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. So guys, just to wrap it up, man, I just want to encourage you. Start with yourself. You know, you might not have a huge following. You might not think that, you know, who would want to follow me or whatever have you. It doesn't matter if you have a following or not, guys. It's like that old saying, you know, that old quote from that movie, Field of the Dreams, build it and they will come. Well, you start doing good. You start living your life to bring glory and honor to the Lord. You start living your life to set an example. You start living your life to, you know, be like, hey, I'm going to hold a higher standard in my life. And because I'm doing that, other people, knowing that other people will eventually follow suit. And even if they don't follow suit and you don't see it immediately, guess what? People will take notice, and they might not ever tell you in public. You might not ever know that you're impacting their life in a positive way, but eventually it will. Eventually it'll germinate to where, like, hey, like, their lives start change because of what you were doing. So I just encourage you to start doing good, start living your life differently, start pursuing your potential, live the qualified life, become the man or woman that God created you to be. And they will follow. The world will be made different because of the difference that you're purposely working to create in your own life. Maybe not immediately, but eventually it will happen. And the point is, you can't have that motive to be like, well, I'm going to do this so therefore people will. Like, no, just do it for yourself and do it because, when I say do it for yourself, do it because you owe it to yourself to become the best version of you. If God sent his son to the earth to become a man and to be crucified to cover the sins of man so that way we could spend eternity with him. If God did that and he paid the ultimate price and the ultimate sacrifice and he gave us everything so that we could have a life and have life to the fullest, don't we at least owe it back to him to do the best that we can to steward this life well, so that way we hear, well done, good and faithful servant? In my humble yet accurate opinion, I think that is an unequivocal yes. And I want to make sure that whenever I get to heaven, bro, I hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So I know that in order to do that, I've got to steward my life well. I have to do good. I'm compelled to do good. It is my duty to do good. Why? Because the more I chase my potential, the more I become the man that God created me to be, I know that the world around me will become better because of that purposeful action on my part. You know, so I'll just encourage you. You don't have to, I'm not suggesting you need to be a world changer. I'm not suggesting you need to be the next, you know, Nelson Mandela or, you know, Martin Luther King or whatever have you. I'm not suggesting that you need to be the next Billy Graham or whatever. I'm not suggesting that. If that happens, awesome. Praise God. Cool. But at the same time, man, I just want you to be compelled to do good, so that way the world around you becomes better. Your family, your friends, your relationships, people that you may never know, people that you'll just meet on the street that just see something different about you. You know, so hold yourself to a higher standard. I'm speaking to myself just as much, man, because I'm not always perfect at this. But at the same time, it's like you got to just continue. You know, when you mess up, you don't get it right, get back in the saddle, man, and then get back on the horse and continue riding, continue moving forward, and start, you know, continue working to live the qualified life. So, you guys, that is the episode today. I trust you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it. And whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could leave us a 5-star review, I greatly appreciate it. And yeah, man, that's the episode, man. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Talk to you soon. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this, and that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't matter how many times you thought you're going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing. God is the God of second chances, and not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made, and I gotta tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified Translation that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I gotta tell you, you gotta recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So Dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.